what I write depends on kind of the assignment and how I feel about it. So if I choose to write something on my own time, really, it's going to be poetry or some kind of essay article sort of thing. Like, I have a lot of running documents on her campus stuff and just stuff that I really enjoy talking about. I think academically, I write about based on the classes that I take, mostly like literature.
What's the first thing you do when you learn you need to write something for a class or decide to write something on your own?
The first thing I do is brainstorm a thesis, just some kind of argument, and it takes a while for me to do that. I need to be able to think it and then see it on screen or a piece of paper or something, and be able to loosely construct a string of arguments where I'm excited about that thesis and where I have enough evidence to support that thesis. So I don't try and like overthink right away. I just want to figure out what can I argue passionately about whatever this is. And if I'm not passionate about it, what can I say that I can appear to be passionate about in what I'm writing? If I really am feeling stuck, I will write out topic sentences, but mostly I just get a rough idea for what my supporting paragraphs will be for the thesis. Usually the thesis is the only thing that stays the same once I start writing. Sometimes it'll change, but most of the time, once I think of a thesis that I like, everything else is subject to change. Like, I might end up changing a whole paragraph because I don't like the piece of evidence, or I might end up doing an antithesis at the very end. Everything happens organically. At least that's the way that I prefer for it to happen. But of course, I think being a writer is all about adapting to what you do and don't know about the subject and just working with what you have.
Once you start writing, what does that process look like?
Once I start writing, I am typing on a computer. It just helps to get all my thoughts out quickly before they go away. I am very bad at paying attention and keeping kind of my thoughts in one place before they go away forever. So when I start, it's not even sentences or paragraphs or anything. I'm organizing my ideas by writing down whatever I'm thinking. And then I usually go away for a little bit and come back and see what I think of my first initial thoughts. And then I'm able to shave it down, edit, revise, and all that stuff. But I think that I can't really write well if I don't let myself just vomit words all over a document first, because it helps me get the bad ideas out of the way. Or it helps me to realize things quicker rather than fixating on one idea at a time. I can just knock out whatever I'm thinking of. I think I revise it by reading it out loud first, or sometimes if I'm feeling brave, I'll have a friend read it and maybe even have them read it out loud to me, because it's a completely different perspective when you read something to yourself versus when you get to hear it. So I think the revision is probably the most important part, because that helps me to realize, like, I need to get to a point quicker, or I could say this in so many less words, or I could develop more on this thought, and I kind of put myself in a different seat. And then I'm able to kind of give myself criticism that kind of stems from hearing my own writing out loud. And then editing is sometimes a bit of a mystery. Sometimes I like to tell myself, like, oh yeah, I'm good at grammar and I'm good at like capitalization and punctuation and stuff. That I think I'm still trying to figure out. It helps to write journalistically because the AP style book has all the, I mean, a lot of those rules apply to general writing. Well, there's no writing in general, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Academic and free writing. So I know I have resources for editing, but I would say revising is more about my thoughts and structure, and that is usually what needs the most work.
How do you decide when you're done?
There's something about finishing a piece of writing where I feel like I've said all that I've needed to say, or I have successfully shown what I know. And I think that that's always felt like the goal of writing is to just make something tangible out of your thoughts, make something that other people can understand out of what I'm thinking. And so I guess for me, I'm done with a piece of writing when I feel like I can understand it and that other people can understand it, maybe without having known much about the subject. I really appreciate that moment where you take that breath and you're just like, I've spoken all of my thoughts and I've put them together and I've been able to tie them up. Here's the final product.
What writing experiences have meant the most to you?
I think what was very memorable wasn't necessarily pleasant, but when I was in high school, I had an English teacher. Gave me back an essay, and she was kind of fed up, and she was like, "You have to get to the point quicker." And then she gestured to the three other people sitting near me, and she was like, "One of these three people is very good at doing that." And they all sort of looked at each other, and we all were like, "Well, who is it?" And that was like a little shady, but I was also like, "You know what? Yeah, I can't be pretending anymore that my writing is some sort of gold standard, or that because I can write a long essay that that's a good essay, or that because I can finish an essay in 45 minutes for class, that means that it's all good." So I think it meant a lot to me because it taught me that we have a lot to learn from other students, not just teachers. We can learn from each other about how to write better rather than looking up to an adult or professor who's kind of in that teaching authority position, because we're kind of surrounded by good writers and we have to be able to take suggestions and kind of learn from each other.
And what would you like professors at DePauw to know about writing, student perspective?
I guess I would want them to know that writing is very personal, and I've always found writing to be a really intimate thing. And so, if you take away the liberties of students to speak in their own voice and to express themselves on a thought, I think that it's taking away their invitation to get closer to people. And I think that as learners, maybe particularly so for younger students, that can be really kind of destructive for their self-expression in the world, not just in writing. If you don't let people be vulnerable because kind of force a certain structure or language onto them, it can be really hurtful to their character.
What would you like other students to know about writing?
I think I want other people to stop saying that they're bad writers. Because people often think of bad writing as grammatical issues and, you know, like, oh, this paragraph is only like two sentences long and I don't know what else to say. Or maybe like I realized halfway through the paper that my thesis is flawed. And every time somebody says that to me, I'm like, well, then write about it. Like, if you notice something bad about your thesis, make a paragraph that could advocate for that. And then tie it all together somehow. Like, you get to be creative. And just because you notice your own flaws doesn't make you a bad writer. It actually makes you a good writer. Because you're not just turning something in that's words on a piece of paper, you're actually turning in something that you've invested time thinking about and you've made it your own. And so I'm just sick and tired of people saying that because it's so much more than the technical aspect of writing.